begynner bare fra starten av. So welcome to this podcast, and it's in English because we're doing an international retreat in September, and we've also been in Mallorca. And here we are. This is Marina. You can present yourself.
My name is Marina, and I'm originally from Ukraine, and I have been living in Norway for more than 15, 16 years.
Yeah, and Marina is a participant in the masterclass.
Yes.
And also you are studying the work.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a lot of different things today.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we need to cover what we're doing. So what we're doing is that we are working with a method which is body-based. And Marina is a two. You can say something about your own energy first, so we present it.
Yeah, I would love to. My own energy is number two. We have from one to nine. And my energy is placed in solar plexus area. I can feel when I take it, press it out, then my eyes getting more open. And for me, it's so important with the relationship, with the eye contact. I just love to connect with people by eye contact. So, and then, of course, the movement. Yeah. Movement is so important for me.
So to give you a little bit more context, so 1, 2, 3, 4 are using their eyes in a longer time to create relationship and to bring in information through their eyes. I mean, everybody does that. All the 9 different life energies do that. 90% of our intake of information come from the eyes. But the interesting thing is that the process is going through the body and has 72 to 75% of communication that comes out from us. So there is an intake and there is a process. And 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, they are using more of the process inside of them. They are using their eyes, of course, but they're using more of the process inside of them to figure out what we're going to do with the information to make something real or to understand, to have insight, to move things forward, to have a vision, integrity, or to be a part of everything. 1, 2, 3, 4 is doing the same thing, but in the opposite way. They need to have the eye contact involved in the process to be able to connect and to give information out from them.
Yes.
That was a long list. Okay. So, but what we're going to talk about today, Marina, is...
We're going to tell you guys about our retreat in Mallorca.
Yeah, so we're going to start with Mallorca. So we have been in Mallorca, 28 people.
Yes.
And this podcast is about what we're doing in the retreats. Mm. So how was it for you?
It was just amazing to, first of all, just to let my, I can say my life on hold.
Yeah.
All my troubles, whatever, just let it be and just pack my suitcase and go to Mallorca. So I can really focus on myself and to be with the people and to do something common that we want, everybody of us want to do, and to be a part of the group who would love to meditate together, go for a walk together in the mountains. We eat a great food, just amazing place we were at, and it was just great, you know? And after I came home, what is also most important, that my energy, my body was so filled up with the new energy. So this is actually why I'm doing it.
So one of the things that I have been doing for many, many years is that I have been using a lot of energy to be really sure that we are at the right place when I do a retreat. And now you're starting to learn how to make retreats. We are coming back to that. So when I created the retreat together with Lina, my girlfriend, in she's a 7, and she sees possibilities, And we went to Mallorca, and it was an incredible, interesting journey, because we came there, we didn't know where to go. We started to ask people, and suddenly we figured out that Albalons up in the Tramuntana, the mountains, was the most incredible place I have ever seen.
Mm.
And I was there 3 times in Mallorca, and that's how I do it. I'm going deeply into the details of everything, so I know that the atmosphere and the feeling of a retreat can be amazing for people.
And it was. And it was, because we get so many feedbacks from the people who have been with us. And it was just amazing. It just, I believe people surprised, but at the same time, it was so spot on with the place we were at, that we could relax at this amazing, amazing place. We have it on the net site, so you can take a look.
And I want to say a little bit more about it. So part of my understanding of life is that we are not going deeply enough into what life is about. So when we create a retreat, when we really pay attention to everything, to, I was talking with Mona yesterday, and she said, we are going to talk about it in masterclass. She said, you know, the most amazing moment was when we were sitting around the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And we did meditation, and then suddenly the birds from the mountain were flying down, big horde were flying down over our heads to, because they're up in the sun is longer up in the mountains, and then the birds fly down in the morning, and we were up at 6-7 o'clock flying over our head, and she got goosebumps. I said, I get goosebumps when you're talking about it, because we all could feel that incredible, interesting connection between nature and the work we're doing.
Mm.
So Mallorca, amazing. We worked with 1 year with it. 28 people, 28 happy people were there. And it's still in the discovery phase of what we have learned. I was talking with Paolo yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I have never been so tired ever after a retreat.
Cool.
I have used 3 weeks to get back to myself. And he was on fire yesterday. He looked like he was 20 years younger. He is 70 and he looked like he was 50. And I think the reason why he got tired, and people have been tired after a retreat, is because the intensity of being together for a week, as you said, Marina, you have to take your pick back and move out of your normal life, and then go to a week where you are together with the people who are interested in the same thing as you.
Yes.
Yeah. So what was your moment? Moment was the birds. What was your moment?
I believe my moment started when we arrived with the bus, and you were greeting us with Paolo. And I just, you know, this first impression of the place, of the people when we came there, and I'm getting excited very fast, you know, it's a part of me. So I just love to be welcomed at so great place, you know, and to know that now I have a whole week with me to be with the people and just to enjoy like the whole process.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have several, I believe, because I love to meditate in the morning. I love to start the day with in the swimming pool and to get ready for the day. And then we had this amazing workshops with different kind of tasks we were doing when we were getting known to each other and to ourselves.
Yeah. And I could mention all the names, but just one example is Remi and Gida came into the room, and they were blown away. It was like, is it possible? Is this our room? It was so beautiful. Everything was very beautiful.
Everything,
really. And Torkel and Tone was there, and Heidi from Kragerø. I mean, there were so many people. I don't want to miss any names. Mm. So let's say that the whole group had all their moments.
Mm.
I mean, the pilgrim walk, Kristin, Jorun. We were holding them. Solveig were holding Jorun in her hands and walked with her. I have so many incredible moments.
Mm.
We're going to talk more about it. I think we're going to share it more with everybody who wants to be a part of the sharing of the Mallorca retreat. So it's up in the air. It's still manifesting. It's still
processing.
I think that's beautiful said. It's the processing that we are doing.
Mm.
So how was it for you to come home?
I felt that I was the first 2 days. Yeah. I was tired.
Yeah.
And then I get this kick of the energy.
Yeah.
To go further, and because I was filled up with the energy, with the good energy, you know. Yeah. So I really loved it.
Yeah. And all the contrast that we are making in retreats is so I'm making sure that we have a beautiful place. I make sure that we have amazing food. I make sure that we have the most incredible contrast by having a wine tasting or a food course, or this time we had a wine tasting. So making a retreat is something I have done for more than I started in 2000. I have made food for the king in Kong Harald in Italy. I had 1,000 people with me. I have been in Olympics, created workshops. But the last 15 years, I have done retreats for people who want to get deeper into their body and learn about nine life energies. But I have that, and it's not the bragging here. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that I love to make the best retreats in the world. It's just part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I like to surprise people.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
And we love to be surprised. And we love to get, we just don't have to think about anything. We just come to the place and just enjoy ourselves and learn something new, like about our body. So to have this possibility, it's really, really so important in our life. And to find time to do it, it's so, so really important.
Yeah, so part of why Marina is here now is because being in the masterclass, you have a connection between your energy and your purpose of life. And one of the things that you want to do is to create retreats.
Yes.
So now you are going to do that in September. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Because now we are going to do the retreat in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Of course in Norway, because there is a great nature. The Norway is so famous because of it. And what can be better to do in Norway retreat if not in the mountains? And to take people from, again, it will be the international gathering of the people. So I'm really, really excited.
And there is Manuela, which we met in
Mallorca.
She's coming.
She's coming, yes.
So we have already people from Spain, from Mallorca, who have signed up and who's coming to the retreat, which is going from the 7th to the 10th of September.
Yes.
So let's go a little bit deeper into, because I think this is an interesting, inspiring way of talking about this. So, okay, so you part of what you want to do is to learn more.
Yes.
And part of what I do with everybody that's in my teaching is that they have to, in a way, I'm helping them. I help them in the beginning to figure out what they want. But then they have to, like you have done, be engaged. I mean, come to me and say, this is what I want to do. Okay, then I will help you. So part of this inspiring momentum that's happening with you, Marina, now is that you want to do it and you want to learn how to do it. So you said today, this morning, when you came up here with me and Kasper, who's behind the camera, that you want to go up there and see.
Yes.
Yeah. Because?
Because I think it's so important to tell people what they are going to do and to bring the energy of the mountains, to know where people we are all together are coming and to show it as well. So they know what to expect and like to get a taste of it.
Yeah, and for you to be able to create a good retreat, you have to go there and feel it.
Yes.
You actually have to create the campfire. You have to swim in the river.
Mm.
You have to eat the food. You have to go and check the toilets in the place we're renting. You have to feel how is it going to be when it's September. You have to be able to climb up in the mountains and have an overview. You have to be able to feel the crispy air. You have to be able to understand what kind of clothes do I wear.
Mm.
You have to feel, how does it feel to walk for 10? So when I was in Mallorca, I was with Espen and we were up in the mountains every day. And so I could feel, no, we're not going to take the bus because then I changed it. I'm not going to take the bus up to another place because there's too many bike riders and we will be sitting in the bus for 4 hours and it doesn't feel good. And it's not that I'm making mistakes, I do that sometimes, but there's not many, because I'm prepared to be prepared to be prepared. So that's what this is about. Okay, so let's go back to you and the retreat. So we have a plan here. We are going to make a Facebook arrangement.
Yes.
Which we have done
already, yes.
And we are going to put it in Ukrainian, English, Norwegian, Spain, all kind of languages. And then we are going to do a pre-launch, which means that we are sending out the material so people get interested. And then there is something in between here, which means that we are going to have some quick start. It means that people get a little bit of information about the retreat and what we're going to do when we get closer into September.
Yes.
And then I'm going to Italy, but let's go back to that a little bit later.
Yes.
So then you're going to go up in the mountains with me and Kasper, and you're going to get a taste of it. And the retreat, if you go through the retreat now, what is people going to experience day by day?
The people is going to, on the 7th of September, the people is going to come to Oslo train station and the bus will be waiting for them to pick up and drive to the to Otta, Sprange. And they will be met again by you with the group who are going to make food will be prepared already. So when you come out from the bus and you walk to the base camp, you will be served a dinner, which is really great. And again, just imagine for yourself that you are in the mountains. So you have this beautiful view. And we know everybody, most of us, that the food is tasting different in nature.
Different. And just Torogia and Marte is coming from north of Norway,
yes,
which they are mountain people. So they're helping us together with Kasper and the people I have to set up the base camp tent, which we have. It's the same tent as we're using in Himalaya. And people can sleep in there if they want. They can have their own tents, but they need to have a sleeping bag and a backpack and clothes. Okay. Let's move on. So they get the food, the meat.
Yeah, so the first day, it's basically just to lounge and to get food and to relax and just came to. So the day after, we can just get up in the morning and to have a great breakfast, which is light, and just to take a boat to go on the real trip.
And hopefully it's ice cold water so we can swim in for a minute or two.
Because the feeling after that is really great, you know. You have to try it if you haven't done it yet.
So in the river or in the sea. Then we go over the, there is a small, I will call it lake, 3 kilometers. I think it's probably more to go to the north end of the Rondvassbu, the lake, and it's a spectacular view.
Mm.
And this is what you're going to go up in the summer and see. It's a spectacular view because you see the biggest mountains in Norway in the whole area.
Mm.
So you actually see over to Galdhøpiggen, and you see Rondeslottet, you see Høgvarden on this trip. You will see Veslesmen and Storesmen, which is mountains, which is incredible mountains. But it's probably the most beautiful place that we have
In
Norway.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm okay. Really excited.
Yeah.
Yes. So the Friday, the day after the 18th of September, we are going to be on the trip. And then in the evening, of course, we are going to eat an amazing dinner with the Norwegian fish.
Yeah.
So it's even one more thing to get excited.
It's trout, it's forellen in Germany, it's ørret in Norwegian.
Yes.
And we have dessert. There is it's kind of a mountain spa,
mm-hmm.
not like a beautiful hotel. It's different. It's a cottage.
Mm.
It's nice. It's the DNT, which is the Norwegian Tourist Walking in the Mountain Society. So we are there, and I know the persons who are running it. Beautiful people. You are sleeping together with people in four or six beds room. That's how to say it. Yeah. Okay, and then
in the evening as well, we are going to talk about our experience that we have had during the day. How was it for us and the whole trip, and just to sit next to a fire camp and to enjoy ourselves. The day after this,
Before you go there, the day after. So the headline here is, it's a walking meditation over the mountain.
Yes. Mm.
So that's what we're going to talk about. There is a walk, we do walking meditation. I have done pilgrim walks for 30 days, 40 days, bicycling 30 days. It's an incredible, interesting thing when we get quiet and we walk together and we sit down and we actually can feel being a part of the nature.
Yes, because then we can get more connection with our body.
Yes.
Like automatically.
It's like you don't walk out in the nature, you walk into the nature.
Mm.
Okay, then it's next day.
Yes, and then in next day, and the next day we're going to learn about an experience with our body, about the knife life's energies.
So everybody who hasn't been identified as their numbers, it's like Marina is a two. She needs to have a physical contact with the person. We are pushing on her, looking into her eyes. Mm. She's getting engaged and she's popping up, popping out. That's what we say. She's coming out with her whole 100% energy. It's an incredible feeling.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's unbelievable. It's like you're. Okay, this is what I am about. This is my life. This is who I am. And for many people, it's like your whole life is coming together. It's, oh, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Yes, that's why you do what you do, because that's who you are.
Yes.
And if you want to do a transformation, if you want to do a change in your life, you need to know what kind of life energy you have.
Mm. Because I believe a lot of us is like me, for example, we're living the whole life. I was thinking, who am I?
Mm.
I believe everybody like asking this question, who am I and why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm.
But this is like a station where you find out, okay, I am. And then you can activate it and get more potential of your life's energy. And of course, to activate the rest of eight life energies, which will help you during the whole life to be a person you want to be.
Yeah, and it's your compass, and that's why we connect it to nature. You need a map and you need a compass. You need to understand where you're going to go out in the world. You need to have an intention.
Mm.
You need to have, I'm not meaning that you need to have a goal, but you need to have a clear vision. And if you're going to go together with a partner or a relationship, you need to have a clear vision together. If not, you're going apart from each other. So with you and your husband, you need to be clear about your vision as a family with the kids. If he has one vision and another one, and you have another vision, you will fall apart. It's incredibly important. And we are going to do a vision quest on Saturday morning.
Cool.
Okay, and more on Saturday?
Yes, the whole day. I believe we're going to practice the physical experience in our body so we can activate and start to do the exercises. So it will be great as well with the dinner in the evening.
And and you need to experience the other eight.
Yes.
You need to understand why somebody is lifting their chin and the eyelid is hanging over the eyes and they have a gentle, beautiful presence. You need to understand why Thomas, the eighth in our community, the first certificated person that we have in the community, it will be more, but he's the first one. You have this incredible integrity, this body physical way of being that you can feel when he gets into the room. You need to be with him to understand what life energy 8 is about.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why we're going to practice. Who are you and why are you so different from others? And the why here is only answered by being in the retreat, experienced people who would like to share it with you. Yeah.
Okay. And of course, understand the other people, why other people are like this, you know, because again, a little bit back to relationship. It's so important for me to understand why my husband is like this, then to accept it and to have this common.
So he's a 4.
Yes.
So tell me about Andrea. He's a marvelous person.
Yes, he's a 4. And sometimes, like, before I get to know that he's the 4, I couldn't understand why it takes time for him, you know, to answer me, because I'm very quick energy, you know. And he's the 4, he's like, he can close his eyes, you know, he will think about it, he will feel, and then he will answer. And for me, it was like, oh my God, why are you taking so time? So it can be, you know, annoying for me. But now I understand him. I saw who he is, and it's more easy for me to accept. Now it's not an annoying moment at all. I'm even grateful because he's teaching me as well to take time to feel and then to answer.
He's such a warm and nice person.
Yes.
So I remember we did that identification with him, Paula and I together. Paula was on the Zoom, I was in auto there. I think Un was around, and Thomas and Maura was around, and we worked with him, and he just went inside, and he was warm. The first meeting I had with him, it was just like I was wondering who and where have I seen him before. It's like I knew him from before, because he was so present in his own energy. He is a really good, nice model for 4.
Yes, that's true.
We need him in the community.
You listen there.
Yeah. So to learn about who we are together with is essential for having a good life. If you want to create a vision together for your life, you need to know who are you living with.
First who you are and then who are you living with.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we can take it out.
To who are you working with?
Yes, who are you working with?
Who are your kids?
Who are your neighbors?
Yeah, you have a 6th daughter.
Yes.
Incredible different from you.
It is. And she was here at your house and we identified her. And, you know, to get no to her, for me, it was so much easy now to accept that she's 6.
She's on fire.
She's on fire all the time.
Yeah, 6s has this drive, this incredible capacity to go into the moment and experience the truth of the moment. And just, it's like they're moving it forward. And they just know what's going on. And they can feel the vibration of life and everything. And then And then you are, and then they can, it's like they're trying to ex- to give us the experience, but we are so delayed.
Yes, I remember you told me.
Delayed.
Yeah, you told me you have to wake up, Marina, when you are with her, you have to be with her.
You have to be with her, and when she's putting out her chest, and she's, Mom, I want to do this. It's like, then you have to be on. You have to be on the top of yourself to being together with the six, because not... And it doesn't mean that they want to do it. It's just, they just so want you to feel the truth and the love of the moment, of life.
Yes, yes.
Of being alive.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at your...
The smallest one. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Mm. Okay. Cool. So that's Saturday.
That's Saturday.
then it's food. I think we're going to have a lunch and we're going to have...
Dessert.
Dessert and dinner and
yes, of course.
And we're going to read from a book from the old so in the 1800 something, I don't remember the year right now. Maybe before. So the farmers around in the area, they were not, I mean, they had the mountains there and they didn't need to go up there because there was no sheep there, there was no animals that they needed. So they didn't go.
Mm-mm.
It was not a practical thing they did. But the English people started to come over to Rondon and Jotunheim and of course, Romsdal.
Mm.
And they started to climb with the, they had the beautiful, they were dressed up with hats and they were walking up with ropes and they climbed up in the biggest mountains like we can do today very easily.
Mm.
Some places you need ropes. We are not going to do that. We're going to walk down so we can see the top of the mountains. And actually on Saturday, if it's nice, even if it's, if we can see it, the road that's outside of the cabin is the place in Norway where nature photographers are taking the most pictures of Norway. Because it's the most beautiful view of Høgrond, Midtrond, and I don't remember the last one. So that's an, it's a traditional painting from there. It's the feeling of the romantic side of the nature in Norway.
Oh, I'm
excited. So it's super nice. It's the most beautiful place to take a picture. Yeah, and then...
And Sunday, the last day, but again, it will be more juicy because we are going to visit one more place in Norway while we are there. So we are going the place we are going to visit the place area which is called Grimsdalshytta.
Yeah,
and it's also one of the most greatest places in Norway where the photographers as well.
It's the cottage in itself, which is given by rich people. To make it able to be a beautiful cottage with many, many rooms and beautiful dinner and amazing view.
Mm.
It's in Grimsdal, run by Rune and his wife.
Mm.
And they, when you get there, you get, there is a road there, so a lot of bikers. And so it's like we're getting out of the mountains and back to...
Civilization,
but at the same time we are on the mountain.
Yes,
but it's so beautiful.
Mm.
And Grimsdalen is a green area in the mountain. It's the snow. It's weird, but the snow is melting in the springtime, very very early because it's a warm place.
Yes,
in the old days they were bringing up the cows and the sheep, and they lived there.
Yeah,
with them in the summertime.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a very romantic Sæterjente.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a girl who went up to, or a boy who went up to, a Sæter boy, who went up and they stayed with the cows and the sheep and the goats in old days. And we will pass them when we walk, see this beautiful place.
Mm.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking that this is the amazing opportunities for foreigners as well to visit Norway and to get like a prepared tour to see the Norwegian language and get to know to yourself, to your energy.
Yeah. and also experience being in one with the nature.
Yes.
We are presenting this retreat as something unique because Manuela from Mallorca, she's doing the same in Mallorca. Mm-hmm. She's doing walking meditation. We are doing it here in Norway. I have been doing it for years. Something happens when you walk mm-hmm. more than 4 or 5 hours, because the walks are about 5 hours
yes.
on Friday, 5 hours on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday is working with the 9 life energies. So it's kind of you walk yourself into a being where the stress of the daily life gets out of you.
Yes.
And when you feel the smell of the camping fire, when you swim in the cold river, maybe if it's only 20 seconds, you get that feeling of the nature. And there is another thing. Yes, it's beautiful to take pictures, but sitting down in the mountain, doing meditation in your posture, your intake of the energy is incredible. It's like you get that picture in your memory for the whole winter. It's like you're thinking, before you take your winter clothes on, you are filling yourself up with this nourishment of energy, like a bear is eating before they go into their cave.
Mm.
We are bringing that incredible energy of the mountain into ourselves because before we take the winter coat, and then we go into the winter.
I love it.
Okay, so that's the Ronda retreat from 7th to 10th of
September.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to continue and to see your engagement, and I hope more of the, and I think they will. In the masterclass, we'll join you and help you and be a part of it. And
it will be great.
Really. It will be great. I am. It's inspiring what you do. And others have other projects, which is super cool. All of them in the masterclass are doing to learn this and to learn to actually. What I'm about is to learn people to present themselves in the world and doing something that they're passionate about. I have seen through the last 20 years, that's the way to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find something that you're incredibly interested in. And then you learn, because then you have to do it.
Yes.
If you don't do it, you're just you're sitting looking at the scene. You have to get your ass up on the scene.
Learning by doing. Mm.
Yeah. Cool. And then it's Italy. That's big stuff. Italy is going to be from 21st to 27th of September, 1 week in Lucca.
In 2024.
I'm going to Italy next week.
So you start already now to prepare.
I have done the first preparation, research. I'm going over to meet people. I'm going to bike around in the area. I rented a bike. I'm biking around to feel it, taste it. I'm going to eat. I'm going to, is it the right hotel? Is it the right people? Do I like them? That's true. If I don't like them, I don't stay there.
Mm.
Because they have to understand what we are doing. And if it's likable, I will move on and then maybe I start to negotiate with them. And Italy is going to be about alchemy. Alchemy in this work is to align your body with your energy so you can do a transformation that's easy.
Yes.
So alchemy doesn't work only for one weekend. Alchemy is a constant process of changing the cells in the body, changing your, and to nourish your soul, to nourish your life energy all the time.
Mm.
So your spiritual nature is growing. I mean, you're growing, you can't be higher than you are. You can put some weight on your body and you can lose some weight. That's the physical part.
Mm.
But the spiritual part of this work is always growing if you take care of it. Always growing. So Italy is alchemy. and Tuscany, which is the place, they were having a society between 800 and 200 years before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a Toscaner, they had a community where they developed, they made buildings, they made churches, and they used nature as a reason for what they did.
Mm.
It was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of information that, I mean, it's going to be incredible. Mallorca was amazing. This is going to be double amazing.
Yes. You know what? I'm already excited.
So so that's the journey we have for the next year. I'm looking forward to continue it with you and all the people in Masterclass and all the people I meet and we meet. And I hope this is inspiring for everybody.
Yes, me too. I'm really hoping people who have heard this can just ask and take a contact, and we will keep inform you.
Yeah. And of course, we have to say Paolo in New York,
Paolo.
Boston. Huge part. Amazing teacher. His age is 73, but he looks like he's 50.
Mm-mm.
He is incredible present.
Yes.
He's a seven. He is working with the same philosophy as I'm doing and have done for many years, and that's the Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we are doing things without using force, just feeling life. We have another announcement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bonus. So my book, which I wrote together with 30 people from Enyad and from the work, actually 33 people, they wrote stories, and it's about the nine life energies. It's about all the people who have been involved, Susan and Martin, there is something about them, Paolo, all the people who have been in this work have said something that I have put in here in a nice way. It's an honoring book. It's an amazing book, and it's going to be on Amazon.
Cool.
In about 3-4 months, because we are doing it in English.
Mm.
And that's going to be huge. For me, it's huge. So.
Yes, because then you can reach out to the whole world, so people can get to know it and to start to practice it.
That's why
it.
We're doing this in English today.
Mm.
Okay. How was it, Kasper? Nice. How long have we been on? 50 minutes. Are you done? Should we say something more? I think we have covered it.
Yes.
What do you think?
No, I love that we started like the way from Rondane, and then we told about the whole year till then.
I can say something about this picture before we close down here. Is that I'm always using this. This is a painting about, it's called Primstav in Norway, which is the weather. It was carved in wood as what is stock by English, walking stick and talking stick. And it's presented in the way for summer and winter. And I'm always using it to create my future. It's like I'm looking into the future. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And how I receive it is through meditation. I'm sitting in the meditation in the mornings together with you guys, or I do it alone, and I receive the information I need. That's why I say, okay, I'm going to Mallorca or Italy or Hawaii.
Mm.
So, and then I do it, and I start to form it through the year.
Mm.
Being aligned with the year, being aligned with the weather, being aligned with the moons, being aligned with the universe, it's an incredible, interesting thing to learn, which we're going to talk about in the alchemy in Italy.
In 2024.
Yeah.
Herlig.